one end of the porch all fixed for where we boys stayed. Now it was the one end of the porch that we boxed up. That's where we stayed.
You had an organ?
Oh, my sister played the organ.
No kidding.
Yeah. They played by ear, but you can sure tell what they was playing.
Yeah. Amazing Grace.
Yeah, and well, just about anything that they knew that they cracked down on, you could tell what it was.
Yeah.
Or the organ will come nearer telling you than the piano will.
Yeah.
So
together we had, I believe, it was 519 bales that we brought out.
A lot of hay.
I had two little patches over in the field over there that I cut it. Now some of it,
you used to hunt alligators down in little washed out holes in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things used to be a pure nuisance here. They'd catch hogs, sheep, and when they come to get a drink, knock them in, and then when they rotted enough that they could tear them up, well, they'd eat them.
Well, I mean, the places where they stayed, did you have, what'd you call those?
They were just holes of water in the woods with, natural washes in the drawers where the water would stay. And if one of them things wants to stay in a certain place, well, he just stays there, and he does something to make that ground so that that the water don't soak out into the ground. And I don't know what he does, but he does something.
The alligator?
Yeah.
Now, wash was what, maybe?
Down your drains or your low places where the water runs, you go around through the woods and you'll find that there'll be just washed out places that dug into the ground.
Muddy?
It would have to be muddy one time or other, but after it's there a while, well, it's clear. And there's holes all over these woods that's like that. And used to, nothing dried up. You take this creek over here. When I was a kid, we used to walk, go to school, and we'd set our hooks out, and we'd go by, and I'd use a slingshot with rocks, kill spring frogs or lizards, and then finally use a BB gun. We'd go by and bait those hooks and go to school, and then we'd come back by and go and mudcat in there. Some of them weigh as much as 2 pounds. We'd catch them.
Catfish?
Yeah. And all those creeks just held water all the time then. That's when the timber was here.
Yeah.
I don't know unless the wind blowing the timber wiggled the roots and fixed it so that the moisture could go into the ground.
Yeah.
And instead of running off, it soaked into the ground and held up. Because that creek over there now will go as dry as a bone. We used to, it never done that.
That's a good thought. Well, it could be, the water level from industries and things like that. Folks taking probably a lot more water out of those areas.
Well, it could have, but it hadn't been too many years since there wasn't any.